Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharya. President Draupadi Murmu undertook a sortie in a Rafale fighter jet from the Air Force Station, Ambala in Haryana, today. The sortie was approximately of 25 minutes. The president was accorded a ceremonial guard of honor after she arrived at the Air Force Station this morning. Earlier, the president was welcomed by Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh, Haryana Cabinet Minister Anil Vij, Ambala Deputy Commissioner Ajay Singh Tomar and other officials. India and China have agreed to continue using existing mechanisms to resolve any ground issues along the border to maintain stability. This decision was taken in the 23rd round of India-China Corps Commander-level meeting, which was held at Chushul-Moldo border meeting point on 25th of this month. In a statement, the Ministry of External Affairs has said during the meeting the two sides shared the view that peace and tranquility have been maintained in their border areas. As per the ministry, the talks were held in a friendly and cordial atmosphere. It said both nations noted the progress since the 22nd round of Corps Commander-level meeting held in October last year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today had a telephonic conversation with his Japanese counterpart, Sanai Takaichi. Mr. Modi congratulated her on assuming office and discussed the shared vision for advancing the India-Japan Special Strategic and Global Partnership with focus on economic security, defense cooperation and talent mobility. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said both agreed that stronger India-Japan ties are vital for global peace, stability and prosperity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended the India Maritime Week 2025 in Mumbai today. More than 85 countries and well 1 lakh delegates and over 500 exhibitors are participating in the India Maritime Week. The five-day event that began on Monday witnessed deliberations by policymakers, thought leaders and maritime experts across port infrastructure, green energy and defense shipbuilding. Foreign Affairs Minister of Cyprus, Konstantinos Kombos, arrived in New Delhi this morning on a three-day visit to India. Mr. Kombos will visit Gandhi Smriti this evening and will pay tribute to Mahatma Gandhi. He is scheduled to meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar tomorrow afternoon. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh will attend the 12th ASEAN Defense Ministers Meeting Plus ADMM Plus in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia on the 1st of November. Mr. Singh will address the forum on reflection on 15 years of ADMM Plus and charting the way forward. During this two-day visit, the Defense Minister is also expected to hold bilateral meetings with his counterparts from the participating ADMM Plus nations, as well as senior leadership from Malaysia. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan said the government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi will find a solution for issues regarding trade barriers in the textile industry. In his address at the felicitation event at Tirupur today, he also said that Union Minister Piyush Goyal had apprised him about the ongoing negotiations between U.S. and India regarding trade tariff in the industry. Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh Pema Khandu called on Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Pernak at Rajbhavan, Itanagar today. They discussed key developmental issues concerning the state and reviewed the progress of several ongoing initiatives. They also shared their commitment to ensuring that development in Arunachal Pradesh remains inclusive, technology-driven and focused on empowering its people. The Chief Minister apprised the Governor of his recent visit to Japan. He briefed the Governor about potential collaborations that could enhance opportunities for the state's young workforce in emerging sectors. The Governor called for promotion of sports and youth development in Arunachal Pradesh. Cyclone Montha, which made a landfall between Machilipatnam and Kalingapatnam in the south of Kakinada and close to Narsapur around midnight on the previous day, has now weakened into a deep depression. The IMD has said it now lay centered over coastal Andhra Pradesh and adjoining Telangana about 50 kilometers south-southeast of Bhadrachalam and is likely to weaken into a depression during next 6 hours. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.